I just spoke to your dad, and you know what? He seems to think we'll be able to find a new place for the wedding.
We don't have to.
Oh, well, what, you found a place?
No, but Monica and I were talking, and I was so upset about the hall being knocked down, and she suggested that we just put the wedding off for a bit.
She said what?
She said, if I'm not going to be happy getting married somewhere that we can find in a day, well, then we should just postpone it.
Postpone it. Emily, do you think Monica realizes how much our parents spent on this wedding? Huh? Do you think my sister's teeny tiny little brain comprehends that people took time out of their lives to fly thousands of miles to be here? Huh? This isn't right.
I realize that people are going to be disappointed. But I'm sure they'll come back when we can do it right.
Well, I can't ask people to do that. Would you ask people to do that?
Don't you point your pants at me. We have no choice. Anywhere that's half decent would have been booked months ago. Ross, don't you understand? This is our wedding I'm talking about.
The only thing I understand is postponing it is not an option. This is when we're getting married.
So what are you saying? It's now or never?
No, I'm saying it's now.
Or?
There's no or in mine. What is wrong with these pants?
It's not the pants. It's you who's backwards. And if you don't understand how important this is to me, well, then perhaps we shouldn't be getting married at all.
What? Emily, no, wait, stop. Emily, please.